弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经道理。
For in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study the truth with all of you.
今天晚上用士师记的信息来查考神奇妙作为在哪里呢？
And tonight I would like to study the book of Judges, and the topic is where are God's wonderful miracles?
我们从上个星期开始在读士师记。
Starting from last week, we're reading the book of Judges.
那士师就是神在以色列百姓进迦南地之后，在还没有给他们君王之前一段时间的特殊历史。
After God led Israelites into the land of Canaan, before they have any kings, this is the time before they have kings.
那这个也是选民历史里面的黑暗时期。
And this is also the dark ages for the chosen people.
因为当他们有王，国家有秩序的时候，他们回过头去看这段历史，就发现真的是国中无王，个人任意而行的日子。
Because afterward, they have king, and when they look back into this period, they realize this is indeed a dark age, where there's no king, and everyone did what their heart desired.
因为《士师记》从第十七章以后呢，它就记载了当时候几件事情来说明这个当时候选民的社会到底是多乱。
So starting from chapter 17 in the book of Judges, you can see how chaotic are their lives.
从十七章到二十一章啊，
starting from chapter 17 to chapter 21,
从三个角度去看他们当时候社会到底是怎么样黑暗的。
We are able to see how dark is their life from three different perspectives.
十七章的第六节就开始说，那时候以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
Chapter 17, verse 6 here mentioned, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
你看他从作者写这一句话 的那个口气，就知道作者当时候应该是有王的，所以他才说那时候国中没有王。
So from the way the author wrote the sentence, you can see that the author lived in a time where there's king.
所以士师记很有可能是在撒母耳当士师当先知，或者甚至是扫罗当王的时候，那个时候所写下来的。
So we can guess that the book of Judges was written during the time when Samuel was prophet, or during the time of King Saul.
那十七章十八章就要讲他们当时候在信仰上的混乱是怎么样的，个人任意而行，自己去设神像。自己去设祭司，什么都是自己来的，忘记了神的律法。
And from chapter 17 and 18, you can see how chaotic is their life. They and their faith that they set up their own king and their own judges, or their idols.
第十八章的第一节也特别在说，那个时候以色列中没有王。
Chapter 18, verse 1, here mentioned, in those days there was no king in Israel.
就是他们没有王，就是他们想做什么做什么，他们也不知道，忘记说神是他们的王。这个事实。
Then there's no king. They do whatever they want, and they forgot God is their king.
到了第十九章，第十九章我们就看到了当时候这个道德上的败坏。
And in chapter 19, can see how the morality of the nation's degrading.
十九章的第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
你看也是讲，当以色列中没有王的时候那他们就。有这个事情，这个故事发生了。
And chapter 19 here mentioned it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel, and then this event happened.
那这个就是一个淫乱、暴力的一个社会。
And this is a violent and also a society filled with immorality.
你看那个时候，这些神的选民里面看起来也是有，看起来就像那个同性恋的那个社会一样跟索多玛、俄摩拉的时候很像。
And you can see that even though there are people of God, but there are a lot of people practicing homosexuality, just like the time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
那这个时候，这个圣经要写这些人城里面这些人是匪徒
了，
作恶的。
Mentioned that the people in this place they are wicked.
那第三二十三节，他们要做这些事情，其实就是丑事是那个妇女的。
And then in verse 23, here describe the thing that they're doing is foolish.
那个一直在强调他们做他们这个 道德上淫乱的这些罪是丑事，在神面前是极大的罪恶。
That in the sight of the Lord, what they're doing is a great wickedness.
是 sin, 是一个是一个很重大的罪啊。
It's a very serious sin in the sight of the Lord.
那到二十章跟二十一章啊。
And then in chapter 20 and 21.
那这个就是从这个淫乱的社会演变出了这个支派之间呢、啊，互相残杀。所以他们整个社会就最后让便雅悯支派差点灭亡。
And then starting from 20 and 21, we can see because of sexual immorality, the tribes are fighting against tribes. And because of this, the tribe of Benjamites are almost annihilated.
那就是他们这个社会，这个社会上支派之间的那个紧张的情势是有多乱，也是因为国中没有亡。
Can see there's a great pressure between the tribe. It's because in the society there's no king.
好，所以二十一章哈，二十一章最后也是跟二十五节也是特别要结束以前特别强调，那时候以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
So at the concluding verse of verse chapter 21, here once again mentioned in those days there was no king in Israel.
这个就是士师时代的。事实
and everyone did what was right in his own eyes, and these are the things that happened during the time of judges.
那十七章到二十一章，这个是不是按照时间次序排列的
？And from chapter 17 to 21, these chapters are not in chronological order.
也就是说，他特别举这几件事情来说明当时候有多黑暗。
So the author described these incidences to prove how chaotic was the society at the time.
那士师记从第一章。一直到第三章第六节，这是他的序言，他在说明这个当时候为什么进入这个黑暗时代的背景。
And Judges chapter 1 to chapter 3 verse 6, this is the author's prologue describing the background of the time of Judges.
当时候其实主要是不听神的话。
It's because they do not listen to the commandments of God.
虽然神用他大能带他们进去，也攻占迦南地，也分配土地分好了。
Even though God with His mighty hand bring His people enter into the land of Canaan, and also divide up the land for them.
神跟百姓立约，他是不会废弃的。
And God set up an everlasting covenant with His people.
可是当时候百姓他们不听神的话。
But at the time, these people they disobey the word of God.
他们进去。把这些土地占领之后，当地的人没有把他赶走，把他留下来，还利用这些劳力来占便宜。
So after they conquered the land, they did not cast out the natives. They actually used them as slaves.
所以第一章就一直提到他们都没有把这些当地的迦南人赶出去了。
So throughout chapter 1, we can see that they did not cast out the Canaanites.
他们这些迦南人就在他们当中。混杂。
So then the Canaanites live among them.
第二章的第二节，那时候神跟他们显现，神的使者其实是神自己跟他们显现。
In chapter 2, verse 2, God's messenger, which God Himself, appeared to them.
你们不可以这个地的居民立约要拆毁他们的祭坛，你们竟没有听从我的话，为什么这样行呢？第二节。
Verse 2, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitant of this land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
这是神在特别在摩西的时代跟耶稣亚的时代都一直跟他们强调的，一定要做的事。
And during the time of Moses and Joshua, this is something that God emphasized one time after another, that this is the thing they have to do.
进去之后一定要把他们这些偶像祭坛把它拆毁。
After you enter into the land, you have to tear down their altars.
要把这些
idols,
把这些居民除灭，把它赶出去。
And you also have to cast out the inhabitants there.
不可以跟他们立约，你的儿女不可以跟他们结亲。
And you should not make covenant with them, and your sons and daughters should not have a marriage with them.
但是当时候神说，你们没有听我的话，你们为什么会这样做？
But God said to them, "Why have you not obeyed my voice?"
啊、所以
Why have you done this?
你看现在神他改变做法了。
So now God changed his way.
他就好吧，你既然要这样做，那就把这些人都留下来了。
Since you intend to do this, then okay, let's keep these people.
留下来要做什么？
So why do we keep these people here?
好，我们看二章二十一节。
Let's go to chapter 2, verse 21.
我所以耶稣亚死的时候所剩下的各族，我必不再从他们面前赶出去了。
21. I also will no longer drive out before them any of the nations which Joshua left when he died.
二十二节说，为要借此试验以色列人，看他们肯照他们列祖谨守遵行我的道不肯。
22. So that through them I may test Israel.Whether they will keep the ways of the Lord to walk in them as their fathers kept them or not.
所以四世纪，你看他一开头所有这些背景，就是告诉我们说，神就是用这个方式来试验百姓会不会顺服他的话，愿不愿意照着去做。
So from the background of the judges, can see, God used this way to test them to see whether they will keep.The way of the Lord or not.
第三章的第四节哈。
In chapter 3, verse 4.
第三章第二节。
In chapter 3, verse 2.
他说另外一个目的就是要叫以色列后代知道又学习不曾晓得的战事。
And another reason is so that the generation of the children of Israel might be taught to know war.
就是说这些迦南人，他们一定要跟他们一直征战。把他们赶出去。他们如果愿意顺服神，那么他们就会跟他打仗，然后就会赶出去，他们就得胜了。
Because if they're willing to obey the words of God, then they have to continue to fight with the Canaanites until they drive all of them out of the land.
所以借着打仗，可以让他们了解这个顺服神很重要。
So through a war, they can understand it is so important to obey God.
照着神的方法就会得胜。
And if you follow the way of God, then you will have victory.
要，因为战争是很残酷的。
Because war is very cruel.
你输了就没命，赢了就有奖赏。
Because if you lose, then you lost your life. And if you win, then you have a reward.
输赢的关键就是在要不要听神的话而已。
But the key whether you will win or lose is, depends on whether you listen to God.
好，所以第四节说，留下这几族就是要试验以色列人，知道他们肯听从神借摩西吩咐他们列祖的诫命不肯。
Verse 4, and they were left, and he might test Israel by them to know whether they would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses.
哦，所以这段历史其实在告诉我们今天我们的信仰哈。关键点就在要不要听神的话。
So through this history, we can understand that, and today the key of our faith depends on realizing whether we're willing to listen to the word of God or not.
我们的信仰会是在一个神祝福的状态下不断的成长，或者是在黑暗当中，这个一直在罪里面挣扎，就看这一个关键点，愿不愿意听神的话。
So this is the key, or whether we're willing to.Obey the commandment of God, and through that we can have a strong faith that continue to receive blessing from the Lord, or we will continue to mingle in sin.
好，所以这个是四世纪的那个开头了哈。从第三章第七节以后，就记载十二个事实了。
So this is the beginning of the book of Judges, and starting from chapter 3, verse 7 and on, here mentioned about the judge.
12 judges. 啊，这个士师就是审判官的意思。
So these judges, they are there to judge people.
啊，就是拯救者。
They are the savior.
啊，所以第一个士师是俄陀涅哈。
So the first judge is Othniel.
那时候，你看第九节特别说，这是神为他们兴起的拯救者。
So verse 9, here mentioned.This, the Lord rise up a deliverer for the children of Israel.
当百姓受苦的时候，他们就呼求神，然后他们神就听他们呼求，然后就给他们兴起一位拯救者。
Because when the people are suffering, they call to the Lord, and then the Lord hear their prayer and give them a deliverer.
那这个整个四世纪从三章的第七节一直到第十六章，这记载了七次的循环。
So from chapter 3, verse 7 and on until chapter 16, here we can see seven cycles.
啊，这 七个循环里面记载十二个事实。
And during these seven stages, mentioned these 12 judges.
那这个循环是怎么一回事呢
？So what's the cycle？
那这个就是二章的第十一节哈。
Which was recorded in chapter 2, verse 11.
十一节就是百姓他们先忘记神的命令，然后呢，他们就去行眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉巴力，就是拜偶像。
So first, the children they forgot about the commandment of God, and they worship Baals, which is the idol.
啊，他们为什么会去拜偶像？因为第十节说他们不认识神。
The reason they serve idols is recorded in verse 10 is because they did not know the Lord.
就是新的世代不认识神了。
The new generation they did not know the Lord.
那为什么新的世代不认识神？因为前一个世代没有把这个事，没有把这个敬畏神的这个事情。把它传给下一世代。
So the reason the new generation did not know the Lord is because their previous generation did not pass on this faith.
所以我们就看到这个信仰中断了之后的结果就是新的百姓不知道这位神是谁，他们就去拜偶像了。
So you can see once the faith stopped, then the new generation will not be able to know the Lord, and then they will turn to idol.
啊，事实上这位神是领他们列祖出埃及的那一位伟大的神啊。
But this God is the great mighty God who led them out of the land of Egypt.
曾经行过奇妙的事的神。
And this is a God that performed wonderful miracles.
现在这个世代不认识神，他们就去跟随当地人去拜偶像了。
So now this new generation did not know the Lord, so they follow other people and started to worship idols.
他们去拜偶像的时候，神就对他们生气，所以第十四节，神的怒气就向以色列人发作，就把他们交给敌人手上。
And because they worship idol, in verse 14, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of plunderers.
好，那个敌人就是压制他们在每一个地方、哦、就是说他们在仇敌面前都不能够站立得住，所以他们是完全的 被压制的。
So then the Lord delivered them into the hands of their enemies, and the Israelites they couldn't stand before them.
没有地方可以躲、啊、
And there's no way for them to hide.、
哦、所以第十五节说不论往哪里去，神都用灾祸来攻击他们。
So in verse 15 he recorded whenever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for a calamity.
他们就进入一个非常困苦的阶段里。
So then they were drove into a very difficult path.
他们在很困苦的时候、哎、他们现在没有办法得帮助，只能够向神呼求了。
And now, when they are in this agony, they have nowhere to turn to, so they start to call out to God.
哦，因为他们在苦的时候，人在痛苦的时候，要怎么办？就是喊天啊，来救我。
Because when they are in such calamity, there's nowhere for them to turn to, so they just call unto God in heaven.
他们离弃神，但是神没有离弃他们呢。
Even though they forsook God, but God did not forsake them.
神一直都在呢。
God's always there.
那现在是神对他们生气，是不要管他们而已。
But it's because God his anger was aroused.
把他们交给仇敌了。
So now God delivered them to their enemies.
啊，所以现在他们一喊，神心很软，就好了，那可怜一下吧。
But then when they call out to God, God's heart is very soft, so God has sympathy on them.
所以这个神就是有慈爱、有怜悯的神，神自己这样宣告的。
So then this God is a God of mercy and love.
出埃及记三十四章，神特别自己说。
So in Exodus chapter 34, God proclaimed this himself.
出埃及记三十四章。
Exodus chapter 34.
从第六节开始。
Starting from verse 6.
主神。是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱和怜悯和诚实。
Verse 6, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth.
他为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶。
7, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin.
但是同时，万不以有罪的为无罪啊，必追讨他的罪，自负其子，直到三世代。
But at the same time, God is also the God by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
所以你看，神就是这样有慈爱，所以百姓极其困苦的时候会喊啊喊，神就帮助他们了。
So you can see that God is indeed very merciful, and when people they are in trial, they call out to God, and God hear their prayer.
那神的帮助就是四世纪三章十六节就为他们兴起誓师。然后事实就拯救他们脱离抢夺他们人的手了。
And in chapter 3, verse 16, God raised another judge to deliver as a deliverer.
啊、然后呢，十七节呢，他们现在有事实拯救之后，哎、他们就是困难就解除了吗
？And in verse 17, because the judge appeared, so now they no longer are in great trials.
这个事实事实上不只是在拯救他们而已啊。
So this judge not only saved them.
其实事实，你看那个这个书名就是架举，就是司法官，那是法官呢、啊。
So you can see that the title of the book, Judges.So, so they have the function to judge.
好，那那这个这个事实哈、啊，所以就是要判断事情的对错，让百姓了解什么是神认为对的事嘛。
So they have to discern right from wrong. They have to let the people know what is considered right in the sight of the Lord.
好，那所以他现在神兴起这个事实是拯救，所以我们刚才看到那个俄陀涅哈、啊。特别想就是他是神为他们兴起的拯救者嘛。
So we can see God raised up his a deliverer for them, and in chapter 3 verse 7 we just talk about Othniel.
好，第十五节以父也是一样。啊、
哦。And in chapter 15, also Ehud.
他也是神，你看神为他们兴起一位拯救者，这个就是以父。
And the Lord raised up a deliverer for them, Ehud.
那这个就是通常你看他们。我们现在看诗诗前几个都是特别为他们来拯救脱离敌人的手而已。
So we can see that the, these few judges, the Lord raised them so that the people can be saved from their enemy.
但是其实诗诗他是要教导百姓神的律法的。
But these judges, they are also there to teach people of the law of God.
那个可是现在百姓、哦、很现实。困难一解除，就不听士师的话了。
But these people they are very forgetful. After they are saved, they no longer listen to the word of God.
好，二章二十七节哈、哦，他们现在变本加厉了，比以前的世代更糟糕了。
And chapter 2, verse 17, now they are worse than their previous generation.
哦，他们不会听从士师，对不对？还是一样去拜偶像，然后呢？速速偏离他们列祖所行的道，不如他们列祖顺从主的命令。
17, yet they would not listen to their judges, but they played the harlot with other gods and bowed down to them. They turned quickly from the way in which their fathers walked and obeying the commandments of the Lord.
我们就看到这个循环，就是一个世代比一个世代越来越糟糕。
So we can see this endless cycle that one generation is worse than another.
那这个就是那个像一个螺旋形的、哦、一直往下掉的。
So this is like a squirrel that is going downward, spiral that is going downward.
好，好，那他们现在又去拜偶像，又惹神生气了，他们又困苦了。
So now they bow down to idol. So God was once again angry, and then they are in agony.
好，然后神又他们为他们兴起士师这样。
And then the Lord raised up another judges for them.
那神兴起士师的时候，第十八节特别说，神就跟他士师同在。
Then in verse 18, can see the Lord was with the judge and delivered them.
哦，那世世在世的日子哈，神就拯救他们脱离仇敌的手。
So the Lord delivered them out of the hands of their enemies all the days of the judge.
等到世世死掉之后，又去拜偶像。
But then after the judge passed away, the people they turned back to worshiping idol.
然后神又他们又跟他们发怒。
So then again, the Lord was angry with them.
这个就是世世时代的那个罪恶的循环。
So this is the endless cycle of sin during the time of judges.
那在这个记载的这十二个士师里面呢
？So out of these 12 judges,
真的只有一位是判断百姓的。
And there is only one that judged the people.
啊、哦，第四章啊。
In chapter 4,
这个是底波拉。
And which is the judge Deborah.
第四章的第四节。
In chapter 4, verse 4.
他这里特别提到说，底波拉哈，他当时是做以色列的士师。
Here mentioned Deborah, so she was the judge. She was judging Israel at the time.
好，那第五节哈。
In verse 5.
就说他住在哪里，对不对
？Here mentioned where she's dwelling.
然后 后面最后说以色列人都上他那里去听判断了。
The last sentence, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment.
那所以真正做事师工作的就是底波拉。
So the one that's really doing the work of a judge is Deborah.
好，所以底波拉他这个所记载的事件就第四章第五章的。
So throughout chapter 4 and 5, this is a recording of Deborah.
那到第六章就是进入基甸这个事实的时候。
And chapter 6 is the beginning the judge Gideon.
那在十二个事实里面，两个事实写的最详细就是基甸和参孙。
So out of 12 judges, Gideon and Samson, they are the two that are well recorded.
跟基甸有关系的经文大概有四章。
And the chapters.There are four chapters about Gideon.
就是直接又间接的跟他有关系的。
So these chapters are.
应该是七八九，六七八九，对，四章嘛。
So six, seven, eight, nine. These four chapters are related with Gideon.
那参孙就是从十三章开始的。
And the recording of Samson started chapter 13.
说三到十六章。
13 to 16.
这个讲参孙的故事。
So these are the stories of Samson.
那所以基甸这个事实很重要。
So the judge Gideon, he's a very important character.
他现在他是神特选的人。
And he's a special person chosen by God.
等到基甸那个时代。
And during the time of Gideon.
他们行神眼中看为恶的是六章第一节哈。
In chapter 6, verse 1, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
神就把他们交在米甸人手里了。
So the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian.
他们现在在米甸人手里受苦七年。
So they suffered in the hand of Midian for 7 years.
他们那时候真的生活很苦，没有东西吃了，都被抢光了。
And at the time, they live a very a pitiful life. They don't have anything to eat.
第六章的第六节说，以色列人因为米甸的缘故很穷乏。
In chapter 6, verse 6 mentioned, so Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites.
那他们就求神，呼求神啊。
So then they cry out to the Lord.
那一呼求神哦，那你看第八节，那个神就派先知来跟他们讲话。
So after they cry out to the Lord, in verse 8, the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel.
那这个神的先知就是神派的使者。
So the prophet of Israel is the messenger sent by God.
那我们不知道说这个先知哦，是召集大会呢，还是说到各地方去讲？很有可能是到各他们城镇里面去说的。
So we're not sure whether the prophet gathered the congregation or the prophet went to different villages and places to proclaim this news to them.
这个神的使者哈、哦，再次显现了。接下来。
So once again, the messenger of God appeared.
这位，你看这个先知他去跟百姓讲的时候哈、哦，也跟他们讲了一句话，跟。在第二章讲的一样。
So then, when the prophet spoke to them, he said the same thing that's recorded in chapter 2.
他说：“你们不听我的话呢，你们都没有听我的话。”
That none of you listen to me.
好，那我们现在直接进入基甸这个事实啊，被神选召的过程。
So now let's look into how God chose the judge Gideon.
这个基甸意思就是这个砍伐者的意思。
The meaning of the word Gideon is the one who plant, the one who.
Fuse 啊，这个是劈木材的，劈木材的。
The one who cut down.
哎，就是把那个木头把它劈了，然后毁了这样。
The one who break the wood.
好，那他意思就是这个砍伐者。
So the meaning of his name means the one who cut down.
他是马拿西支派的。
And he belonged to the tribe of Benjamin.
他不是Manasseh。
Manasseh。
第十一节那里说哈。
And verse 11 here recorded.
那时候那个基甸在那个酒榨里面哈，在那边打麦子。
And here Gideon is threshing wheat in the winepress.
要防备米甸人嘛哈。
In order to hide it from the Midianites.
那神的使者就向他显现了哈，跟他说：“大能勇士神与你同在。”
Verse 12, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor."
这是神特别跟他显现，神要选召他的。
So God specifically appeared to him. God wanted to choose him.
神选了士师之后就跟他同在，这个是特别交代过的。
And this is a special instruction from God. After God chose a judge, he will abide with him.
好，那基甸对这个使者突然的显现，他就问了一个问题的哈，他说：“主啊， 神若与我们同在，那我们为什么遭遇这些事情呢？
So when Gideon saw the message of God appear to him, he asked a question. He said, "Oh my Lord, what if the Lord is with us? Why then has all this happened to us?"
好，那我们的列祖不是向我们说，那主领我们从埃及上来吗？他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呢？现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里了。
And where are all his miracles?Which our father told us about, saying, "Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites."
我们就看到当时候基甸有个疑问。
We can see that at the time Gideon he has this question.
他当时候被米甸压，他们在受苦的时候。
Because when they were oppressed by the Midianites,
他觉得神把他们丢弃了。
He felt that God had forsook them.
他怀疑说神奇妙作以前发生在列祖的时代。出埃及那个时候的一些神迹在哪里呢？
He was wondering where are all the miraculous miracles which God performed in the time of his forefathers.
那这个神的作为，这个神迹哈，就是这个先知当时候到以色列人那里去，跟他们重复强调的事实。
But then when the prophet went to the people, the prophets repeatedly reminding the people of the miracles God had performed.
六章第八节就说嘛，哦。主以色列神如此说：“我曾领你们从埃及上来，出了为奴之家。”
Chapter 6 verse 8, the prophet said to them, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of bondage."
第九节说：“救你们脱离埃及人的手，脱离一切欺压你们人的手，把他们从你们面前赶出去，将他们的地赐给你们。”
Verse 9, and I deliver you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all who oppressed you and drove them out before you and gave you their land.
然后神说，又对你们说，你不可以去敬畏他们的神，就不可以去拜偶像。
And once again, verse 10, God said to them, "I'm the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites. You shall not worship idol."
那你们竟不听从我的话。
But you have not obeyed my voice.
所以现在当时候。基甸他的疑问说神奇妙的作为在哪里呢？原因其实就出在他们不听神的话。
So now Gideon posed this question, where are all the miraculous miracles performed by God? And the answer is recorded in the previous verses beforehand, which is because they have not obeyed his voice.
因为神在生命记的地方跟摩西特别吩咐很多次，你们如果不听我的话，这个灾殃就会一个一个临到你们了。
Because in the book of Deuteronomy, God said to Moses many times, "If you and your people do not heed my voice, then disaster will come upon you."
那所以神奇妙作为失去的原因在于人不听神、不听从神、不顺服神。
The reason God's miracles vanish is because these people they do not obey and listen to the word of God.
那人离弃神的结果就会让人觉得说啊，那好像神离弃我们一样，事实上是人先离弃神的。
So when people forsake God, they feel that God also forsake them, but it's because men first forsake God.
其实当时候基甸他也是这样子认为，他认为是他没有去反省，是百姓自己先去拜偶像的。
So at the time Gideon felt the same way, but he did not examine his people. It's because his people first worshipped idol.
这就是我们人的软弱。
So this is the weaknesses of man.
我们常常遇到困苦的时候，第一个先检讨都检讨神。
Then many times when we encounter disaster, the first thing we question is God.
就是说神怎么没有跟我同在？
Because we question God, God, why you did not abide with me?
啊，神你怎么站在那边看都不管我？
Why you're just standing there and you did not help me?
我们通常都不会想到说是不是我做了什么事情神不喜悦？
But we did not look into ourselves. Maybe it's because I did something wrong that did not please God.
其实当时候以色列的选民他们行神眼中看为恶的事，就是真的是去拜巴利。包括基甸自己的父亲都是为巴利足坛在献祭的。
Because at the time the people of Israelites they bowed down to Baal, and even the father of Gideon he also built an altar for Baal.
连他的父家都是这样在做的。
Even his father's household they all worship idol.
所以这个就看到这个，我们如果体会不到神奇妙的神迹的时候，我们一定要先反省我们自己，我们的心是不是？偏离神的，趋向这个世界的。
So when we can experience the wonderful miracles of God, we have to first examine ourselves. Is it if it's because we went astray from the way of God?
如果我们觉得我们对神没有什么感，没有什么感觉，听道理没有什么滋味。
If we can feel God, or if we can really, when we listen to the truth, we don't have any movement.
那我们觉得生活当中好像没有什么神的恩典同在。
And we feel that in our life, we can see the grace of God.
第一个一定要先想想我们自己是不是离开神。
Then the first thing we have to do, we have to look into ourselves, see if our heart already depart away from God.
有没有什么偶像在我们心里面比神还重要？
If there's any idol that's more important than God in our heart.
问题绝对不会是在神身上。
So the for sure the problem is not God.
100% 一定是在我们人身上的。
For 100%, the problem lies with ourselves.
如果我们真的是很注意在遵行神的这些道理哈。
So if we are very cautious and we obey the word of God.
有时候即使在苦难里面，神也会让我们有平安，让我们会感觉到神与我们同在。
Even when we are in times of trials, we can still feel peace of God in our heart, and we can feel the abundance of God.
神会让我们了解为这个原因在哪里。
And then God will let us know what's the reason.
这个时候，我们现在看神要再一次的让以色列选民透过基甸去看到他奇妙作为还在呢。
So once again, God wanted to let the people of Israel to witness His wonderful miracle through the guidance of Gideon.
从第六章开始，我们看到神奇妙作为第一件事情就是要去选召这个本来很没有用的人。
So we can see starting from chapter 6.The first thing God wanted to do to perform His wonderful miracle is to first choose this man that's very useless. That seems like it's very useless.
其实伊甸基甸他基本上是很胆怯的。
Because Gideon, he is a very.
可是神选他的时候，神就跟他说：“你要成为大能的勇士。”
He was a coward, but God said to him, "You are going to become a mighty warrior."
哦，那所以。所以当时基甸也觉得不可能啊！你说我是大能勇士哪里？我是很微小的，微不足道的。
But at the time, Gideon himself couldn't accept it as well. He said, "My claim is the weakest."
哦，我们家是很穷的人呢、啊。
That I'm from a very poor household.
但是神说，我与你同在，你就要击打米甸人，像击打一个人一样。
But the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man."
所以神奇妙作为其实就出现在他呼召一个本来微不足道的人要来成就神的工作。
So you can see, one of the wonderful miracles of God is that He chose an insignificant man to accomplish His work.
然后神就训练他，神很容忍他的一些祈求。
God endured his pleading and also trained him.
哦，你看当时候基甸哈，他也不肯定说这个人突然出现跟我说这些话，他到底是谁啊？
Because at the time, Gideon, he wasn't sure who was the one that suddenly appeared to him.
所以他第十七节他就先跟这个人说哈，你等一下哈，你要给我一个证据，让我知道。你跟我说话就是主，就是你，然后就是你这个自由拥有的神、啊、
So that's why verse 17 he said to him, "If not I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me."
好，那你不要离开啊，在这边等。
So please do not depart from here.
等我回来，将礼物带来供在你面前啊。
Wait until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you.
他将这个礼物表示他要带祭物来啊。
So he's going to bring an offering.
他用献祭物这个事情来试验，跟他讲话，这个人到底是人还是神
？So he want to use,
对不对
？He want to bring his offering and use this way to see that the one that spoke to him, whether he is God or man.
如果是人的话，哇，看到这个大餐就大吃一顿了。
So if it's man, when a man sees such a feast, will start to eat.
但是如果是神的话，绝对不会，是会把它烧掉的。
But if he is indeed God, then he will send down fire and burn the offering.
你看，我们接下来看，基甸就真的回去。那个这个人就跟他说：“你回去，我等你。”
So he said, "I will wait until you come back."
这一等要等几个小时的。
So he must been waiting for a few hours.
神真的是非常有耐心的。
So God is very patient.
你看，现在第十九节就说，基甸就开始去预备羊羔了。
Starting from verse 19, here described Gideon went in and prepared a young goat.
用一一法的细面做无效饼，一一法是六个 gallon 呢，六个 gallon 的那个面粉要做多少无效饼
？And unleavened bread from an ephah of flour, an ephah is equate to 6 gallons, so that's a lot of flour.
二十六 gallon 的那个面粉要做无效饼要做很大，对不对？六 gallon。
So with 6 gallon, you can make a really big unleavened bread.
啊，也要做很久啊。
And you have it takes a long time.
那现在这个。基甸哈，他也很天才，他现在去煮了这个，用山羊羔还煮汤了，用煮的。
So, Gideon is indeed a very interesting man. He not only prepared a goat, he also make broth.
我们是看到基甸他对这个律法的事情不是很清楚了。
So we can see that Gideon he wasn't very familiar with the law.
就好像带了一幅那个这个羊肉哈。
So then he brought a pot of goat broth and wanted to offer it to God.
到二十节这个地方，那个这个神的使者就跟他说：“你把那个汤倒出来，把肉跟无效饼放在磐石上就好。”
So then in verse 20, the angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth."
你看，神的使者伸出手内的杖来。火就从磐石中出来，把这些肉跟无效饼把它烧尽。
So then the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff and that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread and fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread.
这个时候，这个神的使者都不见了。
And then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight.
这个时候，基甸他马上觉得说：“哎，这个人。”不是普通人。
So at that time, Gideon right away perceived that he was
他知道,
not a normal man.
他知道这个时候是看到神。
He knew that he was he was God.
好，所以他想说，那看到神，那不就没命了吗？就像之前摩西的经历一样啊。
So he thought to himself, if I witness God, then can I still live? Just like the incidents of Moses.
但是这个时的使者不见了哈，第二十三节啊。当基甸在那里再这样说的时候，神就对他说：“你放心，你 不要怕，你不会死。”
So when Gideon was afraid, then suddenly, verse 23, the Lord said to him, "Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die."
你就看到说，哎，神跟这时候要跟基甸讲话，他没有在他面前，他现在神不见了，但是还是可以跟他讲话。
So we can see that even though God wasn't in his presence anymore, but he can still talk to Gideon.
啊、那个时候你看基甸他就很感动，所以他 在那个地方，那个磐石那个地方筑了一座坛，叫做神是平安。
So Gideon was very touched. So then he built an altar there to the Lord and called it the Lord is peace.
那这个就是、基甸当时候筑的第一座坛。
So this is the first altar built by Gideon.
那这个也就是神奇妙作为。
And this
一开头
is the beginning of God's wonderful work.
那看神接下去，你看他就叫。接下去，这个基甸他已经很清楚，现在神呼召他要去拯救以色列百姓。
So from that point on, Gideon, he knew the reason God chose him, call him, is to save his people.
神奇妙作为，接下来就是要去把这些偶像、这些拜祭偶像的这些坛把它拆毁。
So the next wonderful work of God is to put down all the idols.
要对付敌人之前，先要对付这些偶像跟拜偶像的祭坛。
Before they attack the enemy, they have to first tear down all the altars.
所以现在神要基甸勇敢的去把这个拜巴利的这个坛，是他父亲所筑的，跟这个偶像把它拆毁。
So now, God wants Gideon to bravely tear down the altar of Baal.
那这个就是他这个名字的意思。
And that's the meaning of his name.
他就是要去砍伐这个偶像。
And he is the one that need to tear down the idol.
神要借着他去完成这个奇妙的工作。
And God wanted to accomplish this great work through him.
那所以你看后来，那个基甸又得了一个名字，一个外号，叫做耶路巴利。
So later on, Gideon also got a nickname.
第三十二节。
Jerubbaal.
那这个是因为他拆了这个巴利的坛之后，那个拜偶像的人不高兴了，他说：“你这个应该该死。”
Because Because after he toned down the altar of Baal, the people of that worship Baal, they were unhappy. And they say, this, we should put this man to death.
可是这个时候连基甸他自己的父亲都醒悟了。
But at the time, Gideon's father, he realized.
他就觉得说，如果这个巴利是神的话，那有人拆了他的坛，把他的磨砍了，他应该找来找基甸算账啊，怎么要轮到这些百姓来找他算账呢？
His father started to question, if Baal is really God, then if someone torn down his altar, then shouldn't Baal himself revenge for revenge? In, but why instead these people needed to kill him?
好，所以当时候你看那时候人就称基甸是耶路巴利，意思就是说他拆毁巴利的坛，让巴利跟他争论吧。
And therefore on that day, people start to call him Jerubbaal, meaning let Baal plead against him because he has torn down his altar.
那这个在这件事情上，基甸也除了第二座坛的。
So after this event, Gideon
在这件事情里面呢。
So during this event, Gideon he built up his second altar.
因为他把那个坛拆了之后，神要他哈。再筑一座坛，是要把这个牛献上，把那个偶像当柴烧掉的。
Because after he torn down the altar of Baal, God wanted him to set up another altar beside it and burn the wood.
哦啊，把牛哈、哦、那个七岁的牛把它献上去。
And offer a bull that's 7 years old.
那这个七岁就是他们被米甸人压制七年的这个时间呢？
And 7 years old represent the 7 years they are under the oppression of Midianites.
现在神要把这个敌人的这个压制把它解除。
Now God wanted to resolve this oppression for them.
所以你看，神选召基甸的这个过程，真的就是奇妙的作为。
So can see the way God chose Gideon. This is his wonderful work.
那神的灵在他身上工作。
And God's spirit was also working with him.
那就他现在就开始要带领百姓去打仗了。
So now he is going to lead the people into battle.
要去打仗的时候，他也是很害怕，他不。
But before going to war, he was also afraid. He was unsure.
他就跟神求证据。
So he pleaded to God to give him a sign.
那这个证据连求了两次。
And he asked for sign from God twice.
神都应允他了。
And God heeded his prayer.
我们就看到神他在训练一个人的时候，他要让基甸从胆怯到很勇敢。
Can see how God trained a person from a man that's
他从很害怕的到很胆小的到很壮胆的。
From a man that's originally very fearful and to become a man that's very brave.
那所以这个就是你看神要解救百姓，首先一定要先兴起他的工人。
So before God need to save his people, he need to first raise up his worker.
但这些工人其实真的也没有什么说很特殊的才能。
And these workers, they are not men. They are not men with many different talents.
就好像我们今天我们在服侍神的时候。
And just like today when we are serving God.
我们今天来敬拜神。
When we are here worshiping God.
我们称为神的仆人。
When we call ourselves a servant of God.
我们如果在社会上跟人家比起来。人家看都不看我们一眼。
Now in the society, perhaps other people will not look at us second time.
我们在世人眼中有尊贵的、有智慧的、有能力的不多。
That among us, those that are considered noble, wise,
但这却是神的作为，神的智慧。
But this is the way and also the wisdom of God.
看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
这就是神奇妙的作为。
This is God's wonderful work.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1,
第二十六节
chapter 1, verse 26.
二十六节
26, for you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
二十七
27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame things which are mighty.
你看到这里特别提到我们今天蒙神所召哦。我们每一个人其实都是神的工作。
You can see that for those who are called by God, today we are the work of God.
就是我们是 God's workmanship， 就是以弗所书二章的第八节那里说，我们都是神手中的工作。
And according to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, we are all God's workmanship.
那所以今天你看， 我们被神招的，其实有智慧、有能力、有尊贵的不多。神特别是拣了这些世上软弱的人。
That not many wise according to flesh, not many mighty, not many normal, nor, noble. We are considered the weak one in the society.
是世上世界上这些卑贱的、被人厌恶的。
Now we are the base things, that the world, the things which are despised by the world.
但是当神的作为在我们身上显明的时候，我们就要成为非常不一样。
But when God's work, when God's work appeared in our life, then we can be very different.
那我们看，我们从基甸身上看到神真的很有耐心的，一步一步的训练他的工人。
So, from the life of Gideon, we can see, God is very patient when it comes to training His worker.
给他啊，接纳他的礼物。
Then God first accept His offering.
然后神告诉他要采取的步骤有哪些，应该做什么。
God told him what are the steps he needed to do.
神很有耐心的去回应他要求的那个证据。
And God also patiently answered his signs.
然后叫他勇敢的出去打仗，成为神的精兵。
And told him to go out to the battle with a bravery and to become his Christian soldier.
然后呢，现在神的灵在他身上，他就吹角号召众人一起来。跟这个敌人征战。
And now the spirit of God abides with him, so he blow the horn and ask all the people to come and fight with him.
所以四世纪六章的第三十四节，你看，现在神的灵在他身上。
In Judges chapter 6, 三十六吗？
三十四。
Chapter 6, verse 34.
神的灵在基甸身上，他就吹角。那亚比以谢族就聚集跟随他了。
34, but the spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, then he blew the trumpet, and the Abizrite gathered behind him.
然后三十五节下去，又有其他的支派哈，马拿西啊，西布伦，拿伯他利人都出来跟随他。
And starting from 35, can see the tribe of Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, Naphtali also followed him.
然后神给他很清楚的证据，要借他的手拯救百姓。
And God gave him a very clear sign that through his hand he will deliver his people.
今天神就是要用我们来做这个传福音的工作。
And today God wants to use us to preach his gospel.
神奇妙作为是借着先显召我们，然后要让我们召集弟兄姐妹出去征战的时候可以得胜的。
And God's wonderful miracle in our life is that He first chose us, and then He wanted us to preach the gospel along with our brothers and sisters.
愿我们都能够成为神所用的人。
And may we all can become a person that's used by God.
能够常常得胜。
That we can have victory over victory.
我们一起来唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.
168首。
Sing hymn 168.